this afternoon. Good news, folks, is how sinful, wretched man can be reconciled unto a holy God. And it's not our message, dear friends. We preach not ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus and Him crucified. And it's good news to all those that would receive it. And the first thing we have to say about our message is that who has sent us? And it is God who has sent us. And it is the God who is holy. The Bible tells us that holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And that, my friends, is a comfort to those that are in Christ. But to those outside of Christ, that is a terror. And we'll speak to you this day, we'll speak of the law of God. Not that you might be saved by the deeds of the law. For no flesh shall be justified in the sight of God. But only it is salvation by grace alone and by faith alone in Christ alone. And before we bring you the good news, we must bring you the bad news. And the bad news is that all have sinned. All have sinned against a just, righteous and good God. And sin wouldn't be that much of a problem. But the problem about sin is that God is good. And because God is good, He must come against sin. He must come against sinners. And He's appointed a time where each and every one of us will appear before the judgment seat of God. And we shall be judged for the deeds that we have done in the body. And sin isn't just the wicked things that you do. Sin isn't just the good things that you do not. It's not just your words, your thoughts, your deeds. But sin is what you are. You are conceived in sin. You are born in sin. You are shapen in iniquity. The sin that you commit is just the outflowing of the inward sin that is in your nature. You see, my friends, each and every one of us is born in Adam and born under the law. And the message we have for you this day is that you must be born again. You must be born again of the Spirit. We're not here to tell you that you can be repaired, that you can be patched up. We're here to tell you that you must be regenerated, born again by the Holy Spirit. For you have sinned against a just, righteous, and good God. And it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And as you walk by here this day, my friends, know that this message is for you. Each and every one of you will die one day. And you will appear before God. And you will be judged according to His holy law. And you will be judged according to whether you received this message or you rejected the Lord of glory. And one of the charges that's often laid against us, my friends, one of the things that folk always say to us is, judge not. My friends, we're here to tell you it's much worse than that. We're here to tell you that outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are condemned already. For it's written in the Word of God that he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. My friends, Jesus Christ told us that He is the way, the life, and the truth, and that no man can come unto the Father but by Him. All the rest of the religions in this world will lead you to one place, my friend, and that is hell. You will die under the wrath and condemnation of a just and holy God, and you will suffer in eternity unless God moves in your behalf. And conviction comes of your sin and you be born again. But as I said, my friends, there's good news. For God is not only just, holy, and righteous. God is also merciful. He is love, and His love is manifested in His Son. But before we move on to the love of God, let's ponder a bit about the law of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when He came to this earth, He summed up the commandments. He said, the first great commandment is this, that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. My friends, there's not a one of you that's done it. You have lived your life loving yourself. You have lived your life loving your sin. And that is the condemnation, that light has come into this world, but men love darkness because their deeds are evil. That's right, my friend. Mankind is evil. And to understand how evil it is, all you have to do is take a look at this evil world. Take a look through history and see the wars that's been brought upon us. See what evil men can do when they're left to their own lusts. And as you look upon this world just now, is there not evil in this world? Is not the murder of unborn children in their mother's wombs evil? But yet we put this down to a woman's choice. My friends, this is evil that this deed is done in this land. If you hunt a fox, people will parade in the street, they'll protest. But you kill a baby in its mother's womb, and people put it down to a choice. My friends, is this not a manifestation of the evilness of mankind, that this day when babies are being slaughtered, you would go shopping? You would go to the pub while innocent children are being cut up and sucked through tubes, sacrificed on the altar of convenience. My friends, this is evil in the sight of God, and He will judge them accordingly. My friends, as we look at this world, we can see that this world calls evil good and good evil. And the judgment of God is upon us in this land, my friend. The judgment of God is manifested in that the sons and daughters of Scotland are given over to vile affections. They're given over to that vile affection of homosexuality. It parades through the streets. God hates pride. A proud look God hates. And He commands you this day, sir, to repent of your sins and to believe the gospel. There's the manifestation there. The Bible tells us that all men are born haters of God. But one day, my friend, you will go before Him and you will tremble and your knee will bow and your tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We're not here today for you to make Jesus Christ Lord. He is Lord. And you must realize that before you perish, or you will go to a devil's hell for eternity. For you have sinned against an eternally good God. You have been unthankful, ungodly. Your entire life has been led in rebellion to your Creator. And He will not find you innocent in that day. But as I said, friends, there is good news. There is a great salvation. How will ye escape if you neglect this great salvation? And that great salvation is found in one person and one person only. It's not in Islam. It's not in the Church of Rome. It's not with the Jehovah's Witnesses. It is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is fully God and fully man. And as God entered into His creation, He was born of a woman. He was born under the law, as all of you are, under the curse of the law, that you must keep the law or perish. But the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ lived that life where he did all things well. He kept the law of God. He loved the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength for every minute of his life. That's a feat you've never achieved in a moment. Not for one moment have you obeyed the greatest commandment, but the Lord Jesus Christ, not for one moment was he disobedient to the law. And as he lived his life in obedience to the Father, he did all things for his glory. His very food was to do the will of God. And yet this world by wicked hands took him, tried him, and crucified him. But this was the plan of God. This is how God can be just and the justifier of wicked men. My friends, in every other religion in this world, there is no Savior. There is no sacrifice for sins. There is only an unrighteous God. But in true Christianity, there is grace. There is a salvation by grace alone, and that is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ was taken to that Mount of Calvary, when he was nailed to that cross, the just for the unjust, while he was on that cross, his Father in heaven poured out his wrath upon him. The Son cried to the Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? My friends, this is beautiful. This is the truth and love of the gospel, that the Son of God was forsaken by the Father, that the Father might embrace sinners like me, sinners like you. And this gospel is freely offered to you if you will but believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and died in your place. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, proclaiming that he had conquered death, proclaiming that God was satisfied by his propitiation. Now friends, that's a word you won't hear much. A propitiation is a sacrifice that appeases wrath, a sacrifice that is required, for that is how God can be just and the justifier of wicked, sinful, evil men. My friends, this message is for you. It is for you because all have sinned and all are in need of a Savior. The Bible tells us that your life is but a vapor. It tells us, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his eternal soul? Your life is fleeting. It is flitting. And in the span of eternity, it is but a breath in the wind. My friends, each and every one of us will have eternal life. But some will have eternal life in hell, under the wrath and condemnation of God. And others, by the grace of God, will have an eternal life in the glory and presence of God. My friends, this gospel is freely offered to you. Freely offered. And the promises come that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you call upon him? Will you receive this great salvation? And this salvation is not only a salvation from sin, not only a salvation from the guilt and condemnation that we justly deserved. No, my friends, it is a reconciliation. It is an adoption, that the Lord God Almighty would become your heavenly Father, that you would be a child of God. The Bible tells us this is eternal life, that they may know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. My friends, you would be so chuffed to know some of the stars of this world. How much more would you be to know God, to know the Creator of the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that is therein? That is this great salvation. Reconciliation to God. Peace with God and the peace of God. And my friends, once you know this, then you are filled with joy unspeakable. The pleasures of this world are fleeting. They will grant you peace and joy, but it won't last. This is eternal peace, my friends. This is eternal joy found in the eternal Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was offered up for sinners. My friends, do not reject this message. If you reject this message, you have made God a liar. And what a state that will be when you stand before Him, that you have broken His law, that you have rejected His Son, that you have called God a liar. There is coming a day, my friends, for each and every one of you. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then judgment. And don't walk by here as if this does not mean anything to you. There are no atheists, my friends. Each and every one of you know that God is. But you reject that. You suppress that. Because you know if you come to the realization that God is, that you're accountable to Him. But you walk on by here because you love your sin. You love yourself. You were created for something better. You were created to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, not to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Look deep into your hearts, my friend. God is true. But every man is a liar. There's not anyone walking by here within earshot today who can say they have not lied. There is none that can walk by here and say they have not sinned. My friends, the Bible tells us that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth forever. What will you do with this great salvation? What will you do with this great Saviour? My friends, we urge you. We are here to persuade you. We are here to plead with you. But know this, my friends, God is not pleading with you. God commands you. God commands all men everywhere to repent. And what is repentance? It is a turning from and a turning to. It is a change of mind. It is a turning from sin and self unto God. Repentance, my friend, is a gift from God. You can't muster it up yourself, but you're commanded to do it. You are responsible, my friends. You are commanded by God to repent, and you are commanded by God to believe. Don't believe the false religions like Islam. There is no salvation in Islam, for there is no Savior in Islam. They have a religion of works, and the Bible tells us that our righteous deeds, our best works, are like filthy rags in the sight of a holy God. The Apostle Paul counted his best deeds as dung. Are you telling me that you're going to go in front of God as a Muslim, as a Catholic, as any other religion that relies on their works, and say, that's all well and good, you sent your son to suffer and die, but look what I've done. You will produce filthy rags. You will produce dung, excrement, and you will be commanded to depart from him. You will be told, I never knew you. My friends, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. A fearful thing. And that is the thing that this country is sadly lacking. We are lacking the fear of God. My friends, the Bible tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We can deduce from that that if you do not fear God, thou art a fool. You can't even look at the sun that God created. It would burn out your eyeballs. But you think you'll be able to stand in front of God in that day of judgment. The foolish people of this world think that they will judge God. They will say to God, why is there wars? Why is there cancer? Why is there deformities? My friends, these things come from sin. These come from the things that you love. You love your sin, that's why you will not turn to God. But this day, my friends, this day His hand is outstretched to you, and He bids you come. Come unto me, saith the Lord Jesus, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and He shall give you rest. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall be saved. He is a great Saviour. He is a worthy Saviour, and He is the only Saviour. Dear friends, we come this day to urge you to flee from the wrath of God. The wrath of God is against the ungodly. The wrath of God is against the unrighteous. The wrath of God is against the sinner. And here's something you won't hear the modern evangelicals tell you, but I'll tell you, for it's the truth of this scripture. God is angry. He is angry at the wicked every day. And God hates sin. And God hates sinners. God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. God hates a proud look. God hates these things, and His hatred is manifested in the eternal condemnation. My friends, the wrath of God is manifested in this stage. The wrath of God is manifested against the ungodly when we see the sons and daughters of Scotland given over to that vile affection of homosexuality. The Lord God calls it an abomination that a man should lie with a man or a woman should lie with a woman. And what is an abomination? An abomination is that thing you do not want to be. An abomination is something that is severely detestable in the sight of God. But this world will tell you that's okay. This world will tell you they're born that way. Well, I can agree with one thing. We're all born in sin, shaping in iniquity. That's why we cry to you, you must be born again. You have sinned against a just, holy and righteous God. You have lied, you've cheated, you've stolen. You've looked with lust. You've fed the lusts of your flesh and the lusts of your eyes. And my friends, nothing is hidden from God. That thing you think you can do in secret away from your wife, your husband, God sees it. Yes, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And your deeds are recorded, and they shall be recounted back to you. And you'll have no excuse, for we are without excuse. Each and every one of you has a conscience. You know when you do wrong. It stings when you don't do the right thing. You know it within yourself. Guilt comes. Shame comes. These things come from the conscience that God has given to every one of us. The work of the law is written on our hearts. You know it's wrong to commit adultery. You know it's wrong to fornicate. Once you've done these things, the guilt and shame comes into you. Unless you've been given over to a reprobate mind. My friends, this day, we point to you, to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would turn to Him and be saved. Why will you die? Why will you spend that eternity? Why will you reject this great and glorious gospel? Because you love your sins, my friend. Because you love the darkness. It's because mankind is evil and God comes against evil. Yes, He's patient, He's long-suffering, He's merciful, but there's coming a time when you will leave this earth and enter into the presence of God. And there is but one escape, That is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That God became a man. That he entered into his creation. My friend, that's how great our salvation is. That wonderful, perfect, obedient life that the Lord Jesus Christ is imputed unto us. Our sins were put on Christ. He took our punishment. He suffered the wrath that we should suffer. And in that great exchange, we get his righteousness. My friends, that's a qualification to enter into the presence of God. You must be completely and perfectly morally righteous. Not a one of you has done it. There is not a just man that doeth good and sinneth not. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Each and every one of you have sinned. And my friend, the Bible tells us that mankind drinks down iniquity like it is water. And we only have to look at the Bible to see that one sin committed by all our forefather Adam and Eve, the whole world descended into chaos. Death came in. Sin came in. Sickness and disease came in. Over one sin. Oh, dear friends, you've sinned more times than you can count in your computers. Your whole entire life is lived in rebellion. You have been unthankful to God. You have rejected his salvation. You have broken his laws. You have not done that which is good, but you have done that which is evil. And God is a just God, and the God of all the earth shall do right. And that should terrify you, my friends. And the reason it doesn't terrify you is that you know not God. The first thing we should know about God is that God is holy. What does it mean to be holy? The definition of holy is set apart. The definition of holy is unique. God is not like us. He is transcendent above us. He is absolute perfection. He is all-knowing, all-seeing, and he has saw your sin. And yet in his mercy, in his love, in his grace, his hand is extended to you this day, and he bids you come. Come to Christ. Know your sins forgiven. Know peace with God. Know this great salvation. Know the only true and living God. My friends, I urge you this day, for there's coming a time when the Lord Jesus Christ will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. When the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friends, would you turn to God and live? Would you turn to God through the Lord Jesus Christ? Or what awaits you is a fearful thing. What price will you put on your soul? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his eternal soul? If he were here today handing out checks for thousands of pounds, you'd be queued up. But what price do you put in your eternal soul? As the Bible tells us, you could have all the riches of this world. You could have all the cars, all the houses, all the models to fill the lusts of your flesh. It's no good, my friend. You can only have it for 70, 80 years. But your soul is eternal. It is eternal. It's hard for us to contemplate that. But your soul will live on forever. Either in hell, under the wrath and condemnation of God, which is just, which we all freely deserve. And friends, we are not here saying that we're good people. We are sinners saved by the grace of God. And so can you be, if you will but receive this glorious message. If you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. My friends, it is a glorious salvation granted unto us. All we deserve is condemnation. But we can be justified in the sight of God. What does it mean to be justified? Justification is the opposite of condemnation. It is a legal term. It says that God can freely declare you righteous and treat you as such. As it stands just now, my friends, those outside of the Lord Jesus Christ are under the wrath and condemnation of God. And the Bible tells us the way of the transgressor is hard. It's a hard life living it in the bondage of sin. It's hard, my friends. This world will chew you up, spit you out. There is no love in this world. But there is love of God. And the love of God was manifested in the giving of His own Son. He gave His Son, His eternal Son, who He loved for all eternity. He gave Him up for wretched, vile sinners. Like me. Like you. We don't deserve this salvation. Thank you. But oh, the grace of God that affords it to us. What a Saviour we have, friends. And He can be your Saviour if you will turn to Him. We come this day to preach repentance towards God. We come to preach, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Turn unto Him this day. Incline your ear. Come unto Christ. Hear and your soul shall live. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. And He is near when this gospel is preached, my friend. The time is fulfilled. The work is done. The way is open. Now repent and believe this glorious gospel. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy. He will have mercy on those that turn to Christ, and He will freely forgive them. For God is gracious to all those that will call upon Him. Turn to Christ and live, my dear friends. Turn to Christ this day. Salvation is now. Now is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised another hour. God forbid, but your life is in the hands of God and can be put out at any minute. Every breath you've ever breathed, you've had by the grace of God. Yet you reject Him. Yet you rebel against Him. You live your life in hatred. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Those that are not with me are against me." What fools are we that we would be against God? That we would be against the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, that God would open your eyes this day. Oh, that you might behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, that He might unstop your ears and that hearing would come to you, for faith comes by hearing. Oh Lord, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Where are the sheep, Lord? The sheep that hear your voice and follow you. Where are they, Lord? Bring them in. Bring them into your pasture for your glory. My friends, I'll finish in this. You are commanded to repent. And each and every minute you don't, you're living in rebellion. You're living in rejection of the Saviour, the only Saviour. Turn to Christ and live, my friends. I implore you. I beseech you. I beg and I plead of you, turn to Christ and live.